The doom scrolling on your phone stops now.
Settle down, relax, take your clothes off, and listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Hello, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Had a tough day yesterday. Of course, my girlfriend's daughter, Kimmy, who is amazing, she's gone to South College to become a dental hygienist. I've gone out there a couple times to let her practice on my teeth.
Yeah, as part of her lessons.
She worked really hard, and she's now officially a dental hygienist.
All right.
So it's very cool.
Good job, Kimmy.
My girlfriend and I were planning on going out and surprising her by like using like grease pencil and writing on her car. And maybe
kind of like they do for high school, cheerleading and stuff.
Maybe, bring her some flowers and congratulatory stuff.
That's a nice idea.
So I had to go to Walmart yesterday.
That was your assignment.
My assignment was to go get the grease pencils that you write on the windows with.
Okay.
And also pick up some flowers.
All right.
So I got all that stuff, came home. And my girlfriend Melissa said, "Oh, it was their last day, so they sent them home early, so we can't go over there." And I'm going, "Sure, she worked for years to become a dental hygienist. There's a lot of work and a lot of tests and a lot of knowledge she had to learn.
Studying late nights.
But I had to go to Walmart for 45 minutes. So how about a little sympathy for me? And then I had to make a special different trip to go get the flowers at Kroger.
Oh, my."
I didn't buy the cheap $7 ones. I got the $18 bouquet of flowers.
And do you get a certificate or diploma?
I don't.
No.
Congratulations to Kimmy. She's awesome. She's going to make a lot of money and be very famous in the dental hygienist world. But I had to go to Walmart for 45 minutes by myself.
Let's call it even. You both, even accomplishments. Like, that's you right. Had it tough.
We've all had tough in our life.
You've earned some kind
thank
of
you.
Patch.
Thank you. Maybe, I should, yes. Or, some sort of, you know,
refrigerator magnet or something of achievement.
So congratulations, Kimmy. Don't make me go to Walmart again.
We have tickets to Daryl Hall to give away before you can even buy them. And they go to you. Who's this?
Orlando Aguirre.
Orlando. You're going to be going to see Daryl Hall at the Ryman on the 19th of November. So would you like to participate in our little fun guessing game?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's an easy game.
Yeah.
People have told us. By messaging us on the 93.3 Totally Hits app about some embarrassing situation from their past.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to guess whether the thing that happened was while they were a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Let's start with, this is from a guy named Augie. I have no idea where he's from.
Augie,
what did you do?
I crashed a big wheel into a Christmas tree in the middle of a Holiday Inn lobby.
Crashed a big wheel into a Christmas tree.
Okay, so we have to guess whether or not he was a little kid or a drunk adult. is the big wheel a clue?
I think, but you never know. You could commandeer it. I don't know. As an adult. Orlando, what are you thinking? Was this something he did as a kid or when he had a few too many?
I think that would be as a kid.
Okay, as a kid.
All right. I tend to agree. I think it's hard to do if you're an adult.
I don't know, but if you have enough alcoholic motivation, I'm going to guess he was a drunk adult in the lobby of a hotel and found a big wheel somewhere and crashed it into a tree.
Maybe didn't sit in it. Maybe just put one foot on it and used it as a scooter.
Yeah, did it Kiefer Sutherland style.
All right, I'm with you, Orlando. I think maybe he was a kid. Let's find out. Augie, which was it?
I was a drunk adult. Big wheel bike after a night of heavy drinking in a hotel bar. And I ended up losing control and crashing it into a very large Christmas tree. We were quickly kicked out of the hotel, and my wife was pissed.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Awesome.
Well, we were wrong on that one. Should we do another one?
Let's do another one.
All right. This is from John in Spring Hill. Okay, John, what did you do?
I broke my leg doing the Hulk Hogan leg drop by jumping off the trunk of a car.
It's weird. I just watched the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, and Hulk Hogan just featured, and they did the whole leg drop thing.
Okay, well, apparently broke his leg jumping off a car. imitating Hulk Hogan. So, Orlando, let's go to you first. What are you thinking? Is this something he did as a kid or as a stupid drunk adult?
I would say as a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. That does make sense.
I'm going to go against that. And this is Jim. I believe this is something that maybe as a kid who thinks he's invincible after watching wrestling would try.
Not realizing that it's kind of fake.
I'm saying as a kid, what do you think?
I'm gonna agree with Orlando. I think a drunk adult.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Find out. Which one was it?
Well, I was a little kid.
Yes.
And my friends, we all started our own Extreme Backyard Wrestling League. So Hulk Hogan was our hero. He was our favorite wrestler. So, you know, I tried doing his leg drop move. Uh-huh. But I did it by jumping off the trunk of my dad's car. I totally botched the move, which caused me to break my leg in three pieces.
Oh,
it was quite painful. Damn.
I believe it was painful. Oh, man. Oh,
wow.
That's hilarious. All right, Orlando, just for hanging out with us and playing the game, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Daryl Hall at the Mother Church.
In the future, if you'd like to be featured in our little fun game, whether we have to guess whether you're a drunk adult or a little kid, you can leave us a voice message like these folks did on the 93.3 Totally Hits app. 93.3 FM, waking up a little bit grumpy. Maybe we can change your mood right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a pretty cool story. There's a ninth grader named Emilio Santana who got his first haircut in 6 years. He's been growing his hair since like the third grade.
That's a long set of hair there.
And he donated it to a Locks of Love type organization that makes wigs for free for kids that have cancer or any kind of illness that makes them lose their hair.
Wow, that's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. And he was inspired to do it when he saw somebody at the beach.
I started growing out my hair in third grade. A little girl, and she was at the beach. She was going to the water, and she took her hat off, and, you know, her hair came went with it. You could see that she was sad and, you know, felt embarrassment, and that, like, kind of just stuck with me. As long as I'll get to see somebody, like, smile and make their life better, you know, I wanted to do it. To the person I'm giving my hair to, you're beautiful either way, you know, with hair, with no hair, and that I really hope my hair brings you joy and puts a smile on your face.
That's so cool.
Man, what empathy.
I know. And for a ninth grader, that's amazing. Yeah.
I know, you know, grown women who've done that, you know, given their very long hair.
Oh, yeah, my daughter Maddie did that one time, yeah. We were out for a long time.
It's a change in your, like, whole identity.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, think about that. You can take a shower and not take, you know, 3.5 days to dry your hair.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Comb through it. So, yeah, great job. That changed my mood. That's fantastic. Well, I love his outlook.
93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim. We are so excited with the Nashville Humane Association. Today is Wet Nose Wednesday.
And we have puppies with us. Welcome, Sarah from Nashville Humane. Oh my God, like they were built at Build-A-Bear or something.
They are so adorable.
Who are these puppies?
Yeah, we have 2.5-month-olds. We have Sweet and Low and their sibling Truvia. There is a Splenda back at the shelter.
Okay,
so
got
they
all the artificial sweeteners covered.
Oh, but sweet is like, what an accurate way to describe these little pups. They are just, I mean, they weigh next to nothing. They're so cute. How old are they?
They are 2.5 months old. Yeah. So we had the full family. We had mom, dad, and I think there were 4 of the puppies. One has already found its home. The 3 of them are ready to go home starting tomorrow. And mom and dad also already found a home as well.
Aw. They're just sweetest puppy. And you got to love that puppy breath.
Oh, I know. So do we have any idea of, like, what kind of, are they purebred, a mixture?
Definitely a mixture. So our guest's mom appeared to be a Yorkie Maltese mix, and then dad was like a Minpin Chihuahua mix. So they're just kind of a good little mixture of tiny breeds.
Mixture of happiness and joy and playfulness.
Yes.
My God, they're so adorable.
They make these ears.
Little sounds like... They've been spayed or neutered, whatever is appropriate, and along with shots and microchipped, and they're ready to go.
Nice.
And the thing I love about the National Humane Association is you're not sure, you can come cuddle with them.
Oh, yeah. We encourage people, if you're not too sure what you're looking for, come sign up in our front lobby, and we have animal care workers that will try to help match make and pair you up with your right little forever buddy.
If I didn't already have three dogs, you'd be in my backpack right now.
You'd never make it out of here without being mine. So if you are looking for adorable puppies, you can see this video that we're taking at the moment on the Woody and Jim and 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville Facebook page.
You got to have some puppy love in your life.
And you got to have willpower not to want these puppies.
I know. Seriously. They will steal your heart. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Like a Prayer, Madonna. One of my favorite parts of the Deadpool Wolverine movie, they played that as... Dogpool arrives.
Yeah, it's a set to the fight scene.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, they also had to go to London and specifically beg Madonna to use that song in the movie
in person.
Yeah,
which is go to her place.
It meant that much to them,
but it was worth it.
Yeah, very cool. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood,
your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, we have some folks lined up ready to play. For the guys in the audience, we have Dave in Nashville. Hello, Josh. Dave.
We have Josh.
Josh, I'm sorry.
And Josh is in Lebanon. Hey, Josh.
Morning.
Good morning. And in one of the fastest growing cities in Tennessee, Mackenzie is in Springfield. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey there.
Hey.
All right. We are ready to play Gender Wars. We have a Get Acquainted question to warm up your brains with first.
Yeah. So let's start with Mackenzie. If you had to spend $10,000 today, how would you spend it?
Well, my husband would tell me that that's easy for me to spend. but I'm going to go ahead and say that my best friend is actually battling stage 3 breast cancer right now. So I would probably give it to her. She's 32. Just to help pay with her treatment.
Oh, wow. That's a very sweet thing.
That is very sweet.
Do.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers for your friend. Yeah, yeah, hopefully definitely. She recovers.
Yeah. All right, Josh, anything you say that's not noble is going to make you look terrible.
You're going to be so superficial.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm like, how do I compete with that?
But you know what? Let's just pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how would you spend?
I would pull my kids out of school, and we would go take a trip to either Disney or Legoland.
Well, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. Very nice.
Not noble, but it makes you a good dad.
Memories, exactly. All right, let's see if this is a great memory for you or something you'll try to forget on a psychiatrist's couch years from now. Let's play Gender Wars.
All right, Mackenzie, multiple choice is how we start. If your NASCAR race car has a yellow stripe on the back bumper, does that mean that you're a rookie, the points leader, or under probation?
Okay,
under probation?
No, means you're a rookie.
I would have said that. Yeah. That was a good guess.
Rookie means, watch out for this guy. He's brand new.
Okay, like student driver.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah,
the more you know.
We're learning. Josh, here's your multiple choice. Was Joey Fatone a member of 98 Degrees, NSYNC, or the Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Yes.
Good job.
Sounded like a guess, but it was a good one. It's 1-0, Josh.
All right, Mackenzie, see if you can bounce back with this one. Goldfinger and Dr. No were bad guys featured in what series of spy movies?
I honestly don't know.
No.
You want to use the screw?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Josh, she hopes you don't know this. Goldfinger and Dr. No were featured in what movie series?
The James Bond movies.
James Bond movies.
James Bond movies, yep.
And there's
the screw worked against you. There's no chance that Mackenzie could come back. And Josh has walked away with it. And even though it was just pretend imaginary money, Mackenzie doesn't get that either. Mackenzie, I feel so bad. Do you want to come back tomorrow and just try to, like, avenge things? Because you were so, like, kind and warm-hearted to start the game. I hate to leave it this way.
Josh, you can come back tomorrow, too, if you'd like to come up with something more noble.
My kids would enjoy that. They missed half of it for Carline.
So. Oh, okay. They were the Carline.
Yeah,
all right.
Carline.
There you go.
That's a tough one.
Okay.
Well,
so we're doing a rematch tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Let the kids listen to the podcast posted later this morning. Just search for Woody and Jim on whatever podcast app you listen. And it's Josh versus Mackenzie, round two, tomorrow morning at 7:20. It's been quite a while, but Jersey Shore's most famous resident, Snooki?
Pickles is my thing, like, and the boys, like, always stare at me if I'm eating pickles because I'm perverts, so of course they're going to joke about it.
So Snooki is opening a store in downtown Nashville.
Really?
Yes. Its grand opening is Saturday. I can imagine it's going to be selling flip-flops, tanning lotion, and leopard print stuff, including, I guess, they say they're going to sell things like pictures of her mugshot for disorderly conduct when she was relevant 14 years ago.
I know, yeah. It's like, let's party like it's 2008.
Yeah, well, I guess they're hoping to capitalize on Nashville's Bachelorette Party Central.
Oh, yeah, I can see
you
that
know, reputation, yeah. Thinking that the bachelorettes that didn't get married while they were watching this at 20 are now going to get married and want to buy her stuff. So it's going to be on Rep. John Lewis Way, about a block south of Broadway.
And wouldn't John Lewis be proud?
Yes, he would.
We appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully you make it a everyday habit, because we have to be here. So, you know, it's a choice for you, and we hope you'll make that choice.
Sounds like something they'd say, like, when you're on a plane.
Yeah.
When they pick up the phone and they're talking, you know, we know you have many choices to fly.
Yes. Thank you for choosing Spirit Airlines. I hope you brought your own chair.
We
have another qualifier for the experience, the VIP experience at Disney on Ice.
Yep, inside the Eurozone studio, brought to us by Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center.
All right.
Programs for every level, whether your child is starting out or competing at the highest level, they have something to meet your needs. They thrive there. Let's congratulate Kathy and Laverne.
Woo!
She is now into the drawing Friday. Yeah. Somebody's going to win that VIP experience
For the whole family.
Disney on Ice. Fun.
Yeah. We, of course, we'd love if you use the app, because you can listen from wherever you are.
Yes.
The 93.3 Totally Hits app. You can now download it for free wherever you get your apps.
Google or the iPhone App Store.
The fun thing is you can send us messages. You can send us like a text, or you can actually put a voice message on there, or even post pictures and we see them.
Yeah. And this is great because you don't have to wait for, like, you know, a ringing phone or anything. As soon as you think of something, you can just send it to us.
Yeah. We had several messages yesterday. We were talking yesterday about how, you know, Nashville and Disney World have a lot in common. Like standing in line forever at the Pancake Pantry.
Pancake Pantry. And you said that there was never any celebrities there anyway, and it's just pancakes.
But Jeremy sent us a voice message.
You were talking about Pancake Pantry yesterday, and I wanted to let you know about the famous people. I have been to Pancake Pantry 3 times in my 19 years living in Nashville, 3 different times. Mm-hmm. And all 3 different times I saw Leanne Rimes. That is a true story.
Wow. Have a great day. 3 times. Yeah. Leanne Rimes at Pancake Pantry. So either she really loves the pancakes or she's a server.
She was working.
She's just picking up some extra
Jeremy
cash.
Jeremy mentioned that she was bussing tables. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Oh, it's terrible.
Probably pretty accurate, but a terrible thing to say anyway.
We're just joking. And we love you. Yeah.
A lot of people have been sending out messages saying that they love that we're back on the radio and that they listen every morning.
But there is this one guy.
Yeah, this one guy named Ronald who goes out of his way to tell us how much he doesn't like us.
Well, he never wants to hear us talk.
Yeah, he just wants to hear music. Just shut up and play music, which, you know, I'm sure a lot of people think.
But the funny thing is, we keep coming on the air and talking about Ronald and how he keeps complaining about us.
Yeah.
And he's even said, I'm deleting the app.
Yeah, I'm never listening again. I'm deleting the app.
Woody and Jim, I don't want to hear them talk. Yeah.
But then again, he adds more messages. So,
on the app, he said he deleted.
Yeah. Sherry had sent a message saying, hey, Ronald, there's a lot of messages that just, you know, why don't you just change the station? If you don't like it, everyone else loves Woody and Jim. What? So glad they're back in the morning. And, you know, I actually...
that's very sweet. Thank you.
I messaged her back and said, Sherry, you rock. Thanks for listening. By the way, about 587 messages ago, Ronald says he stopped listening and deleted the app. So apparently he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't want to... I'm telling you, I want to win Ronald over.
Should we invite him to come on the show and just sit in the corner and tell us that he doesn't like us in person?
Yes. Wag his finger disapprovingly.
Yes.
No, like, I want to win him over. I think that if he just came in, that he would just really, really enjoy our company.
Right.
And we would be best friends.
But he says he's not going to listen, but he keeps coming back.
I know, but...
He keeps coming back.
Ronald, I think you want to be friends with us too. We'll make bunk beds and we can do that so that we can have more room for activities and fun.
Yeah.
And we'll have a great time together and we'll become best friends.
Come join us in the pillow fort, Ronald. Just do it. Because we know you want to.
Listen to our show as we talk about trying desperately to win over one listener.
You tell us something embarrassing or awkward, something stupid you did, and we have to guess if you did it when you were a little kid or were you a drunk adult.
Right. And you can call us in the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. Or you can do like what a lot of people are doing, leaving messages through our 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Yeah, it's pretty handy. You can type out a message to us, or you can leave us a voicemail kind of thing.
Or you can send us pictures.
Yes.
But please, keep them tasteful.
Because other people see it.
All right. Drunk or, you know, were you just a child when this happened?
Okay.
First one we have is Mary in Hendersonville. Tell us what you did.
I got caught French kissing my dog.
Well, it's a short story, but it's a good one.
French kissing my dog.
The dog. All right. Let's take a guess. What do you think?
That's
so tough.
Maybe after about five or six mimosas, that dog started to look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess drunk adult.
So you're saying maybe it was the neutral talking, but I think you and I have a connection.
This is to make up for all the things that are allegedly happening to you in Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
I will make out with you.
Just for the sake of being contrarian, okay. I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say she was a little kid.
All right,
Mary, which was it?
I was a little kid.
Yes!
My dog, Larry, loved licking my mouth. I didn't know any better, so I'd lick his tongue back. I did this in front of one of my friends, and she got really weirded out.
Yeah.
She then told everybody in my fourth grade class that I French kissed my dog.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even get mad at her, because I was indeed French kissing my dog.
Oh, man.
And I love that her dog was named Larry. I love dogs with human names. They're the best.
Me and Larry.
Me and Larry were making out.
We got this thing going on. It's complicated.
We got one more?
This comes to us from Sophie, who lives in Bellevue.
Okay.
So, Sophie, what did you do?
We were outside of Publix. I climbed over the seats from the back of the car, and I slammed on the gas. My minivan lunged forward across the parking lot, and we hit one of those, what do you call them, shopping cart corrals?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Carts went flying, and the front end of the Honda was totaled.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you jumped from the back seat to punch the gas. You weren't driving.
And it ran into the, you know, the cart corral at Publix.
Smashed into carts. Okay. Boy, that... I'm thinking that maybe that's the thing a kid could do.
Yeah, the kid would jump over the seat.
Yeah.
You know, like, and, you know, maybe mom would run into Publix and say, you just stay here and leave the air conditioning on.
Not strapped in because, you know, you're parked in the parking lot.
I agree. I think it was a little kid.
All right, Sophie, what was it?
I was drunk. My girlfriend's boyfriend was driving. I thought he had it in park while my friend was inside buying pizza rolls and stuff. I thought it would be funny to maybe like rev the engine. So I hopped over and I punched my hand on the gas pedal as hard as I could.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But he had it in drive with his foot barely pressing on the brake and $1,800 and damage to the car later. And about $600 for the shopping carts. And we can't go to that Publix anymore. And I still have marks from the stitches I had to get on my knuckles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Your picture is up in Publix with, like, a Ghostbuster symbol around it. I wonder, did they get their pizza rolls?
Yeah, I'm assuming they did.
Let's get down to basics.
I'm assuming they did. But yeah, probably by the time they got home, they were defrosted.
We'll be doing that this again a little bit later on. It's a lot of fun. So if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can leave us a message on the app, Totally Hits Nashville. You can go to our website and download that app if you don't already have it. Or you can give us a call on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. We have three things you want to know to start your day.
Well, Apple announced their new operating system 18 that is available for your phone now, and a lot of people are criticizing one of the features, saying now that iPhones are for cheaters.
Really?
Yeah. You know, among the many things, like, oh, I can customize my apps. Well, there's one thing that it does now where you can hide away and lock an app so that nobody knows you have that app on your phone, and you can only unlock it and unhide it and let the notification show with your face ID.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying you could use apps to cheat on somebody in your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And they could not go through your phone and see that you have those things.
Wow.
So some people, I think if you don't trust your partner, make them get an Android.
Yeah. No. Yeah. P. Diddy has that one. The Music City Center, it's huge, but I guess they're doing a feasibility study to find out if they should make it bigger. So how are they going to expand it? Where are they going to go? It's like right on one side, there's a church parking lot. On the other side of the Music City Center, there's a bunch of, parking lots with the Titans murals and stuff. So I guess, they'll just take over some of that room, and that means we'll just have less parking downtown, which is really the goal.
Oh, good.
That way, there'll be fewer spots and more expensive.
Right.
So, there you go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's a 10 rudest cities list that is making the rounds.
Mm.
Somebody did a study, and they found that one of those 10 cities is in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tell you, the rudest city in America, they say, is Miami. Second biggest rude people, I guess, Philadelphia. Doesn't surprise me.
I lived in Philadelphia for about 6 months, and they hate people there.
Yeah.
Brotherly love, shut up.
But number 7 on the list, Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh.
They say one of the rudest cities. I always thought it was nice because whenever I was driving through, I always thought they were giving me 21 gun salute. But apparently they were shooting at me and missed.
Yeah. So maybe that's where their anger comes
from. It's not finding out they're on this list. Are they going to be happy about it or even more mad?
Exactly. There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. We are joined by our colleague down the hall.
Woo!
You know this Big Joe Dubin from 102.5 The Game.
I like being your neighbor. I'm just right next door.
It's so much fun.
We can hear you coming through the walls.
Yeah, thank you.
right?
We actually,
sports has to be loud.
Behind the other wall is Joe's studio. And, we got to talk about this because Woody has the biggest example of, oh my God, kids are helpless.
Oh, I've got to hear this.
Absolutely helpless.
Their parents do so many things for kids.
Sure.
The helicopter parent. So the kids don't have to do anything. My girlfriend works at an elementary school, and she'll be in the cafeteria. Kids don't know how to open, like, a carton of milk.
What?
They don't know how to they don't know how to peel a banana. Because their parents do everything for them.
How do you not know how to open a milk carton? I mean, that's like, I could do that.
They've never seen one before. They're going like, what is this?
Maybe they should replace like the ACT and SATs. Like to get into college, you got to open a carton of milk.
Or just simple tasks. Yeah, yeah, like that.
Just the basics.
Yeah, we don't want to sound like the old angry men on the porch.
Why can't we?
But we have to. Because we struggled. We worked hard to get to where we are. Yeah. You know, you have to do some real crap jobs before you get to something good. So you just can't, you know, you can't start at $200,000
a year. No, you can't. You know, we've had interns come through when I worked in television who thought that, you know, like, well, when am I going to be on air and when can I do this? And I was like, what? It took me 7.5 years to get on here. But I knew what I had to do in the process. And now they just don't like, well, I want to be on air now and I'm going to do this and do that.
Yeah.
You know how to turn the button on? Where's the button? There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Woody, talk about the kid. With the book.
Giving a child a book, and they open the book, and then they, you know, like you would do on an Instagram picture, they try to squeeze with their fingers to make it bigger.
Two fingers, and then you stretch your fingers on the screen to make a picture bigger.
Because they've never seen a book before in their lives.
They tried to do that with a book.
Yeah.
Tell me that's a joke.
It's not a joke.
That is really sad.
And that child will be the head of a major corporation one day.
That kid's going to be our boss.
So when it doesn't do what they want it to do, what's their reaction?
They just go, I don't know how to do this.
Oh, my
goodness. And then they walk away.
It's weird. Those books, they have like pages with words on them.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and each page usually has different words.
So I don't hit a button to turn the page? I've got to manually turn the page?
Oh, my God.
Come on, science. Let's get working on that.
I'm not doing this.
This is what a waste of my time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's awful. So, but I think it gets worse where it gets better. I really do.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be like a total bleep show.
Right.
Like, you know, I think we're going to go through a lull where things are going to be tough.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I taught my son how to tie a tie.
Yeah. Just your son's, he's a teenager.
Yeah. You know, what's the kind of what you do as a father, but I mean, other stuff, no, man.
Yeah.
The greatest successes I've had in my life are from failures.
Right. You learn from failures.
Yes.
I 100% agree. Like, and when you figure out what went wrong and then you start doing things right, you have this tremendous sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
You're like, I did this.
Yeah. You peeled a banana all by yourself. Look at him go. He tied his shoes. What
I mean,
good
I can
guy.
Open a milk carton in half a second with both my arms full of books, whatever. Those things are easy.
Yeah, you got to learn from your failures. Like, you know, we're all learning right now from our failures.
That's right. Now we got to work on school pizza. Because I've heard people complain about school pizza. It's the greatest food that the good Lord's ever put on
pizzas,
our... That's the best.
Oh, yeah,
I know, I know. They don't know how good they've got it.
Oh, these kids.
You kids nowadays.
All right.
And get off my lawn.
I'm going to go yell at some now.
Yeah. All right. Big Joe from 102.5 The Game.
Woo!
Thank you so much for hanging out with us and being, you know, the old man on the porch.
Be the voice of reason. Another trophy-winning program that we will put up on the shelf. What are we doing the rest of the day, Jim?
It's a participation trophy.
Yeah, we get the ribbon.
Let's see. What do I got going on? I've got a meeting for like a volunteer organization. I do. It's a teams meeting.
Boo. Oh, teams. Boo, teams.
Love the organization. Hate teams meetings.
I think everybody hates teams.
Right? Then I may go to the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing that's really great, but... That's kind of what I do is review movies. So, I don't know. I might go see Killer's Game.
Oh, that's with Dave Bautista. Yeah,
Dave Bautista.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
What about you, Woody?
Today is National Cheeseburger Day. I may have to stop by one of my favorite places, Buster's in Murfreesboro on Broad Street.
Yeah.
It's kind of Kathy and Peter, who own the place, they're actually selling it. It's still going to be there, but somebody else is going to own it. So, may have to stop by because they're kind of good friends.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Also,
eat in front of them.
Yes.
And stare at them.
That's right.
Make it not awkward.
Invite a vegan to go out and have a cheeseburger with you so they can just scold you the entire time. And my granddaughter, Charlie, has a makeup softball game. She has a doubleheader today.
All right, go, Charlie. You can do it, girl.
She's doing really well, too. It's pretty cool.
Y'all have a good day. We'll see ya.